committee meeting, December 11th, 4:30. Actually, it's 4:52 for the record. The agenda is before you. We need approval of the minutes from October 23rd.
Second.
Move the second. Minutes have been approved. Any questions? Approved. Agenda item number 3.
Aye.
We need to vote the minutes.
Huh?
We need to vote the minutes.
You voted on them?
No, you had a motion and a second.
Need a motion.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you need to actually adopt them.
Yeah. Motion?
We did the motion. We did the second, so we need to just vote. Any.
Okay.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye. There we go.
Any opposed? Ayes have.
Councilman Streets now co-chair executive meeting.
R-12-179, considering to the appointment of Michael Coop for the position of Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Coop is here. Please stand. He is, please be seated, sir. He's an outstanding, competent, and qualified.
He's going to want a raise, but earn it. Watch how much he's.
Welcome him back to the team. Are there any questions or comments to Mr. Coop? Councilman Tackett.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. You got 2 hours to change your mind. You heard the audit report earlier. Yes. You heard the discussion over abatement of penalties.
No, I
are you sure you want it?
After being here 35 years, it's been a great place.
Thank you.
Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, Mr. Coop, I know you have a lot of time with the county. I trust we will continue to move forward as we have, and I look forward to continuing to receive the expedited answers to questions and cooperation that we have in the past, and just urge you, if nothing else, to make sure that the checkbook continues to be produced as it has been and online for the public. Okay. I think we'll be fine. You just got to find the money.
Thank you. First and foremost, I hope I don't disappoint you, Kim.
Oh, you'll know if you do.
Councilman Cardi.
Yes, Mr. Coop is actually a constituent in my district, council district, and I've known him over the years. And he's very well-versed in county finances. He's been with the department a long time. And I just want to kind of second what Councilman Smiley said, but kind of put it in my own words. You know, this council came in its expanded group in 2004, and we kind of made a core value in financial transparency. We did the checkbook presentation, and you know, I think we've raised the level of expectation in the public in regard to that issue, and I hope you can continue to assist us as we, you know, continue to make this government open and transparent to the people we serve. So I know you're very plain spoken and straight up guy, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Any other comments, Councilman Weiner?
Yes, I too look forward to working with you. And even though I went to Brandywine, you went to Mount Pleasant, I won't hold that against you. I look forward to voting and support. Although your wife went to Brandywine, so there's a saving grace. And I look forward to furthering transparency through electronic availability of documents. And I know that you're committed to that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Holland.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to welcome Mike to his new position. He's been with the county for 35 years now. I think he's done a great job so far. I have confidence that he will continue. But I also want to let council know that Mike and I are card-carrying Wawa members. We meet at the Wawa in Philadelphia Pike for coffee quite often. So welcome, Mike. Wish you well in this new position.
I'll join you only if you pay.
We negotiate that.
You can't even get water. Now you're looking for coffee.
Any comment, Mr. Coop? You have anything to say to the council? Before you speak, Councilman Bell.
Are we complimenting yet?
We're way down the road.
We're still waiting on
the road, my friend. We're still waiting.
We're way down the front. You're the last one.
Are we still listening? Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't have an opportunity to say something. And you know, Mike's a good team player. He's been around a long time. He's worked for many, many years with Ed Milowicki, and I think that they'll team up. They'll continue to be a team and work together. But you know, public service runs in the Coop family, and this guy won't be any different. I think you'll do a tremendous job. You got a tremendous team, so.
I think it is.
Welcome.
Thank you. Councilman Moretta.
Thank you.
Council.
I'd just like to say, Mike, don't mess up because I know your family.
Right.
Sounds like a threat.
Being that there are no other threats, are we? Ms. Coop, would you like to address the council briefly?
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, when I was first offered the opportunity and that it was, you know, it was felt quite surreal. And after about 3, 4, 5 days, you know, it started to settle in. But I do look forward to the opportunity to really get to work with council. And, you know, having been with the county 35 years and spending 35 years in finance, seeing a lot of council members and been very active in watching books here in Castle County. And it's been a great 35 years. Castle County's been very good to me. And I've enjoyed the job, and I feel I've put forth 150% whenever I could. And I hope to do the same for council. I think everything will work out fine.
Great. Welcome. You come highly qualified, and your record and integrity is something we appreciate and look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. R12-180, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to sponsor this resolution. Sending to the appointment of Valencia Beatty for the position of Chief Human Resources Officer. So, Glenn, you would join us at the end of the table. Mr. President, I guess you're the only person who has not worked on County Council as Lynn was the last year, so she has been here. But I think all councilmen would agree that she has performed very admirably. She is a very qualified professional, both in the public and private sectors. She worked her way through Wyden Law School, which I think is quite an accomplishment. She's been able to hold on to her integrity in very challenging times in this new position. But I think she's shown that she's up to do the job. So far, she's done an outstanding job. And I look forward to her continuing in her current capacity to be the next, continuing general manager of this department, which is very critical to the Castle County government.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any other comments or questions?
Thank you, Mr. President. I too, just, you know, echo those sentiments of Councilman Hollins. And, Lynn has done a wonderful job, often, you know, returning emails at, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and that just shows the determination and dedication to just, you know, I'm not in the office, and many times on the weekend. So that just shows that, you know, she's there and committed to this position. She does take it seriously. She has a passion for it, and it, I think it shows, and when she addresses us and brings us information, I don't think I've ever seen her come and address us where she's been caught off guard or hasn't known the answer or looked like many times they do to say, well, let me grab a lifeline or something. She's always been extremely well prepared, and I'm excited, and I look very much forward to voting for this tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Bay. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I just want to welcome you back. You bring a comfort level and credibility to this county that's unmatched, and I'm glad you're back. But I just really would have liked to have been there when you did your self-interview evaluation to return. I'm sure that was quite interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other comments, questions? Ms. Street, Councilman Street.
I knew everybody was going to be singing Kumbaya out of here, but I can't join in that. And the reason I can't join in that is because I've been here 8 years. I scream. I holler.
Could you speak up, please, Mr.?
I scream. You want me to speak up?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
I scream. I holler. I cursed. Most recently, I quit. I'm frustrated, and I have good cause to be frustrated. I wasn't here in New York Mint. I was on the front page of the papers because I raised the issue about the clear absence of diversity with paramedics. Everybody said, we agree, you're right. We need to have a diversity plan. Some 6-7 years later, there's still no diversity plan. If one exists, I think I've gotten one black parent met. Look across the board, raise a point today about diversity and promotions. Generally, when the police department comes in here, and they come in here with their front line brass, well, nobody of color sitting over here. So I'm frustrated. You look at even down to contractors and who we contract with and who gets all the money. We fought and tried to make some inroads. My point being, ain't your fault. Can't blame you. But none, not been through one but two administrations, and for 8 years, I've seen no substantive progress. Procurement camp came in, made a presentation, 4.5% diversity participation in procurement. Well, we're going to work with community organizations, we're going to work with community groups, and we're going to do right by man, God, and country. 3 years ago, it was 4.5%. Last year, it was 4.5%. My challenge to you is, if it doesn't get done on your watch, when's it get done? And if we continue what's been the modus operandi through two administrations, there will be no progress. So I'm looking for progress. And at the end of this term, I want to be able to look back and say, okay, what difference did you make? Was there an improvement here? Was an improvement there? Was an improvement there? And the tone and tenor is going to have to start with you. So that's the challenge that exists for all of us, but a great deal of it is going to be primarily in your hands.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other comments or questions for Ms. Beatty? Ms. Beatty, would you like to address the council, please?
Yes, I would. I look forward to working with all of you again. I'm just so pleased to be a part of the team that Tom Gordon is putting in place. We all know this has been a challenging year. Many of you have challenged me, and I think I've risen to the challenge. But as a few of you have said on numerous occasions, and I've also said, I'm a person of integrity and faith, and I'm going to do right by the county. That's first and foremost what I'm here for, to serve the taxpaying citizens of the county. And then secondly, to make sure that we do all that we can to make Newcastle County a world-class organization. Councilman Hollins, I'm sorry you feel the way you feel.
I'm sorry.
Get that right.
I love you very much. I appreciate your support, but Councilman Street.
Yeah, that was an awful mix-up.
Sorry that you support.
I'm sorry you do feel the
looks
way.
Looks like 12-1.
He's already said.
I'm not sure which one.
He's already said he's not going to kumbaya me, but I'll have a save here.
Race time.
But Councilman Street. Just want to make sure everyone's awake here. I understand your concern. I've been in this position now 19 months, I believe, and I understand your frustration over the past 8 years. I still say that we have made some inroads since I've been on board, from a selection interview process as well as how we do some recruitment. Yes, there's an opportunity to be had with the paramedics, and as I said earlier this year, we'll work towards that. Obviously, things were put on hiatus for a brief period. There was a lot of uncertainty with a lot of things going on this year. But just as I gave my commitment earlier this year to work with Chief Tan or anybody else for that matter, we'll do what we can with regard to the lack of diversity, not just racial diversity. Diversity cuts across all angles. It's not just a black and white thing. I know that that is your concern, but it costs, whether you're Hispanic, Latina, African American, physically challenged, and women. There is an opportunity there for all of us. And so we're going to be working in that capacity to try to improve and help the paramedics get to where they need to be. I will say that when I had my self-evaluation or interview or my conversation with the administration, I actually had two. I had one with CAO Grimaldi, and we met for about 2 hours. And then I had one with Mr. Gordon and CAO Grimaldi for about another 90 minutes. We talked about a lot of things. I felt very comfortable with the direction that he wants to go in, that is the county executive with diversity, but also the direction that he wants to go in with improving county government. And he's given me every indication that he'll support me in the things that I do in the county. So I'm very appreciative for this opportunity. We have a lot of work to do. It's not going to be easy. We have negotiations coming up, and we all know we don't have money. That hasn't changed. So all we can do is put the best and the brightest minds together, and we're building a pretty good team from what I could see. The other thing I've noticed is that this team doesn't mind asking questions. They will come to me and they will seek my guidance and pretty much take my advice. So I'm thrilled with that as well. We've had some difficult decisions to make in a short period of time, but I've been pleased where my counsel has been sought. They have taken me up on my suggestions. So I'm pleased with that. Won't always be that way, but that's part of the game. You have dialogue, you give the information, and then there's always someone who has the accountability for it. So as long as we have that good working relationship, I have no complaints. I think all of you have my telephone numbers. I've always tried to be accessible. So I look forward to working with all of you. Well, you now have my telephone numbers, and I look forward to working with you as well. But everyone knows my work ethic. So I thank you for this opportunity, and I appreciate your support.
Thank you so much. And then comment, Councilman Street.
I just want to be real clear on what I feel is the depth and breadth of the problem. Some 5 years ago, I get a call that a paramedic had arrived at the scene at 9th and Monroe, and literally the black man on the ground literally took her foot and turned him over. I bet you she's still working. Nothing about her own. I sat and I looked at the credentials of the acting police chief. Nothing against him. I like him. I work with him. So now the question becomes, he's only got 60 hours, college hours, but he's qualified to be chief of current city captain. But I sat here and I send people over to the academy that have degrees and they can't get in the academy. Is something fundamentally wrong, unfair, systemically, with how we're doing business, how we're hiring people, how we're disciplining people, and therein lies my beef. And again, you ain't do it, but you're in the chair. And, you know, been a lot said we're gonna change this, we're gonna change that. All I know is 8 years and a month later, I haven't seen any substantive change that I can put my hands on, and I can say to folks who put me in office, by putting me in office and allowing me to participate in the process, this is what changed systemically. So that's my concern, and I hope that we can make progress. And obviously, I share the view of my colleagues that certainly you have unlimited potential and capability of doing that.
Thank you so much, Councilman Street. Public comment, Mr. Silverman, Pension Board.
My name's Alan Silverman. Some of you know me from my appearance at the board. I'm one of your council appointees on the Newcastle County Pension Trust. And I see Lynn in a very different circumstance than you do from a day-to-day operation. Lynn, as you recall, by virtue of her position, is a trustee of one of the largest county assets, about $480 million at this point. And she's also responsible for the administration of the county's pension programs, which is kind of in the background from the day-to-day things. Most of us don't think about retirement until we're very close to retirement, but Lynn thinks about it every day. We are at a point in our county pension plan where the plan is mature according to the last actuary report. This means that as the retiree representative, I represent as many people who are as retired as who are working actively for the county. It's a very critical point in time in any pension trust, in any pension programs. In addition, I don't have to tell you about the economic circumstances we're dealing with. The trust, after almost 4 years, has reached an even keel. We're still 78% funded, which is, by the standards that are out there, well funded. And we're working every day with one hand tied behind our back because we have no interest income coming in. You know what your savings accounts are paying. Now, Lynn has participated with us for a year and a half. She is an extremely competent individual. She's a very quick study. And with her accounting background, her business background, and a law degree acquired, and this is a compliment, a little later in life, where she had some life on her bones to appreciate the law and its application, she has been a substantial contributor to moving the pension trust forward. And just to keep this short and sweet, I do not represent the trustees. I'm here as an individual. But I highly recommend Lynn for the position of Chief HR Officer. She will contribute greatly to maintaining the pension trust. And I have a comment on Mike Coop. We knew one another in the day when we didn't have quite as much gray hair. Mike didn't tell you all the benefits that he can bring to the table. Mike, when I was in the land use planning department, was the person who worked with our group in preparing the county's capital budget. Again, one of those things that's kind of in the background. And Mike is a hands-on person. He climbed down to a lot of manholes and peeked in the trunks of a lot of automobiles and walked a lot of county parks. So there's another aspect to Mike other than just the number crunching. He had the opportunity to meet a lot of people in the county, not only department heads at the time, but the people who do the day-to-day work and work with those individuals and really understand how a capital program is applied to for the benefit of the county and how all those pieces work together. Thank you,
Ms. Silva. Any other discussion or questions?
Public comment?
Yes.
Good afternoon, everyone, and honorable members of County Council. My name is Charlotte Barnes, and I am here to speak in support of Valencia Beattie for her reappointment to Chief Human Resources Officer. Probably about 18, 19 months ago, I stood here when she was first appointed to the position. So I won't say the exact thing that I said then, but I've known Lynn about 20 years. I know Lynn to be very firm, but also very fair. I've seasoned over the past 20 years, and when I first met Lynn, I found her firmness, her fairness, and her directness to sometimes be a bit more than I was able to handle. But as I've matured, I come to respect the integrity with which she speaks. And I'll say again what I said previously: if you don't want to know the truth, do not ask Lynn Beattie. I am standing as president of the Wilmington Delaware Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta. Okay. Lynn is my immediate past president. I will tell you that the same work ethic and the same time commitment that she gives Newcastle County, she does that to all of her volunteerism. But I do want to make the distinction. I'm speaking as Charlotte Barnes, mm-hmm. not on behalf of the organization, but as president of the organization. Thank you so much for hearing me.
Thank you, Ms. Barnes, and welcome to all the Deltas. Any other public comments? Seeing none. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll move on now to the status of council computer network. For the record, Councilman Powers did come in. Ms. Smiley.
I'd like to address council before we turn it over to Mr. Boyle, and maybe we can alleviate some of the time-consuming back and forth. I copied everyone early this morning with an email request for information that I sent to Mr. Grimaldi. Everyone may not have had an opportunity to see the response. It came back at 2:34 this afternoon. Without getting into some of the prerequisites, I'm just going to read part of it to you now. Has to do with FOIA requests.
says, "It is important to note that all such requests are monitored and stored as a permanent record by the software that does the search. This audit log can be made available for review with obvious redaction for confidential non-council searches." Here's the really important part I want all members of council to listen to. I, meaning he, is prepared to revisit the FOIA policy as it relates to electronic searches and would ask that you, meaning me, but it doesn't have to be me, and any other members of council be part of the development of this policy. So he's asking us to put some people together to work with them to facilitate the FOIA, new FOIA policy. I agree that we need to protect the integrity of the systems and avoid the appearance of impropriety. Until such time as we develop the policy, I will direct law department and information systems to review all FOIA requests with your designee to ensure compliance. It is our wish to proceed together as partners and develop trustful working relationships. Well, the truth is in the results. That's what we're looking for. So as I read this, I think one of the main issues before us as a council here today is, do we have a couple people that people are comfortable with that we can send their names over to be part of this group to facilitate this policy, and the designee of council in the interim? And I don't remember, Carol, did we designate you earlier when all this started?
Carol Tolan, no.
Okay, so we need a designee, which I would suggest is either the policy advisor who's familiar with it or counsel to counsel who's familiar with law. I would suggest that that designee not be a member of counsel. Just my suggestion. So I think this can go a long way to getting us started to see where we need to be in the end. Just
thank you,
my opinion.
Thank you. Let's have some discussion on that, Councilman Wyman.
Yes.
Thank you all.
I would just like to support the remarks made by Councilman Smiley and say that Co-Chair Lisa Diller and I from the Technology Subcommittee have talked to the CAO and asked him to come to our January quarterly meeting to discuss this. And of course, all of council are invited on the third Tuesday in January, 11:30 here around the table. This will be our primary item on the discussion. Obviously, it's very important. Whatever we do at that subcommittee will be brought back to the executive committee for a full report.
Thank you. Councilmember Street.
Maybe I misinterpreted what I thought you asked. But based upon the email that I thought you sent, that asked with specificity as to who had access, who could retrieve, the response that you just read, in my opinion, is non-responsive.
Well, the list is complete. It's on there.
You didn't say that.
I didn't bother reading all the names. That's what I say. If you look at your email, there's a list of probably 20 names. It says, I will just read the beginning. Our IT department is staffed by a mix of Newcastle County employees and contracted IT professionals to address your immediate concern, and then it goes on to what took place, which brought us to this point with the FOIA access to our records. But it does list all of the people over there and their titles.
And which can then cannot be all-inclusive. And the reason it can't be all-inclusive is because if my name's on that list and I work for you, then you can come to my computer and tell me to bring it up.
Yeah, but what I... Oh, absolutely. But I asked for the people that had access to it. And what I'm saying here today, and I'm not sugarcoating anything, is I think it's prevalent upon us to get a couple of people the council's comfortable with, get those names over there now and say, look, here they are, and have them say, okay, when are we going to start working on this? Because we have the oversight.
Councilman Powers and Councilman Tackett.
You said how many people did you say?
I didn't.
Okay.
But I don't think we need 13, is all I'm saying.
I think we need our council to be involved. and maybe Jim Bull just going over everything. I mean, Bob shaking his head yes too.
I have no problem with that, but I think we need at least one member of council.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm not, but I'm just saying that way we got an oversight.
No, I'm
with a lot of people.
Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you.
Cartier,
we can certainly engage in the discussion, and I'm sure if given an opportunity, we would spend the rest of the evening on it. But given that it's policy, not law, I would almost rather see Boyle on it. Carol is already, extremely, yeah, already there. So, you know, with it, like I said, just my feeling.
Kilpatrick, Councilman.
Can I just clarify what Councilman Street said? I guess I'm a little confused also, because I thought we were talking about two different issues here. We were talking about the FOIA issue, but also the issue of who has access to our computers, irrelevant of FOIA, just has could have access.
But they're looking at, from what I get, this is where we need to get the people in there. They're looking at it all together. In other words, the FOIA policy was part of what brought about who had access to it. That's what brought the question, who had access to it. So you're working on that FOIA policy. You also designate who has access to it, for what information, right, and who has oversight, who has, let's say, the authority, which apparently all of us do, to want to look at those records. Also, we can, as the committee, to go back and research and overlook their system, which says it stores everything. I don't know if it does or not. I don't know what, you know, they're saying it does. We've heard that before. We're looking at it. This is looking at it as all one package. He related it to FOIA because that's what triggered all of this.
But if you have a protocol that says this is how we do FOIA, here's who has access, this is where it is, does that also take care of the question that came up in council a while back that says who at any time can go into our systems and look at what we're doing?
No, I don't think it takes care of that. I think that's, and again, I'm not trying to divert from it. I think that's part of where now we can have hands in, be involved, and try to facilitate that policy and see if it's a policy and procedure that we can agree with. And if we can't, we take, that's not to say we can't continue to look at a separate system. And you can toss this out altogether. I'm just saying, I sent the email early this morning looking for some information to bring, some factual stuff to bring here this
right.
afternoon.
And I believe that having a protocol on FOIA is good, but I don't think that addresses the whole issue that we previously discussed.
No, I agree. There's okay. still a concern. No, I'm not negating that at all. I just think that maybe be able to address through this.
Councilman.
And it doesn't Cartier, cost anything.
Cartier, then the council, then Jimmy. Cartier, did
just, you know, we put a staff person over there with a member of council to, you know, have review the FOIA policy with them. And I, you know, I also want to just put my two cents worth in, because I don't think I was here for the whole issue, you know, when the FOIA request got intercepted. But I think it's really important that we figure out how we maintain a system that's secure and accessed only by authorized people from this council, period. I mean, how we do that, I don't have the slightest idea, but, you know, I just feel like in the wake of that, that was a kind of a little, you know, warning situation for me. So,
council.
Yes, Carl Dillon, Council of the Council. I just wanted to provide a reminder, a little bit of a background. About 10 years ago, under the auspices of President Coons, this body did enter a memorandum of agreement with the former county executive, who is currently the county executive, whereby there would be no access of council records without the consent and permission of council. I provided that document to everybody on council, with the exception of you, Mr. President. And the converse was that we would not review their records. The distinction with FOIA, and I feel that it's very important to make, is that Freedom of Information Act requests are addressed to the specific body. That means that this council will receive it. There was no reason for the law department to be reviewing anything having to do with the request that was sent to council, and that was the issue. The access to records should not have occurred. In fact, I had contacted the law department to remind them that at that juncture that the auditor, who was the person at issue, was a council appointee. That should never be an issue. The only time that it may be an issue is in the context of litigation. The county attorney is charged with handling litigation, but that could still be done under the auspices of council. And I also wanted to remind you, or tell you if you did not know, that this body did consider, did investigate, and did look into separate systems and was very close to doing so and determined not to. That is the only way to ensure, of course, that there is no access. But the problem with that is at some point during discovery in the context of litigation, the law department or the individual doing it could be done in conjunction with your counsel to counsel, but that is something that they need access to.
So we've had a precedent on this issue in the past.
Yes, sir.
And what you're saying is that we need to revisit that precedent.
Yes, sir. And I did distribute all the materials of what occurred in the past. I would be happy to do so again if you would desire.
Yes, please do. I think Pro Tem Hollins, then Councilman Smiley.
Thank you, Council. That's where I thought we were. Somehow the discussion apparently changed, and I wasn't at the last meeting for this particular discussion, but 10 years ago we had a real concern about the administration having access to our computers, and the discussion began there. So if we're starting to go in another direction, that's okay with me. It's the Council's rule, but I think the whole FOIA issue was a violation by the administration, and it was addressed, and hopefully they won't do that again. But I think FOIA is pretty clear. It's just the fact that they violated FOIA, and our attorney can certainly help us with the FOIA policy, which I would just take a review and a reminder to them. But I think the more pressing issue, I think the point that Councilwoman Kilpatrick is making is that are we satisfied, are we comfortable, do we have confidence that we have security within our system? And going back 10 years ago, I won't speak for Councilman Weiner, but it was really, he was a victim of activities that basically people removed his computer and did other kinds of things that are very unsavory and caused us to have those discussions going back 10 years ago. Now, if the discussion is going to be something different, that's fine, but I think one of the things that we were considering that I think we all had a concern about was the cost and what was it exactly that we wanted to separate. I thought that's where we were, but maybe we're not. But there, if you look at the response from the chief administrative officer, there's a litany of people whose names are on that list. So essentially, the universe has access to our files.
But this is a very serious issue, and we're going to hear a little more discussion, and we may have to revisit this at another time and not rush through it in the event that we have our council meeting at 7. But I would like to really get into this so we have a clear path forward so we can do this in the best way possible for all parties involved. Mr. Smiley,
yeah,
then Mr. Street.
And Councilman Hollins, I agree with you. I remain committed to looking at our own individual system. But this was sent back to me. I feel I have an obligation. I put out an inquiry. It came back. Everyone's going to see it. I'm not going to not say anything. And then 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, somebody looked at the email. Well, why didn't you say anything about this? But that's all going to take time. If in the interim we have some type of a wall by, not wall, but if we have some type of an avenue whereby we can inject some council people into the executive side to be a part of what's going on there, I think that's one of the steps as we move forward to separating ourselves from their system.
I think in the interim, our council, our policy person, and between Councilman Weiner and Diller, you all can step up for us and we can go from there in the interim. But we want to put that to a motion.
Well, I would make a motion. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Street. Then we'll.
I said we're verbal.
Mr. Street.
Well, then will of council is will of council. Y'all do what you want to do. But Councilman Holland said the magic words to me. Some transpired some 10 years ago, and they came to an agreement, and he said, quote, hopefully it will be adhered to. Will y'all be loud, hopefully, if you want?
okay? And she'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a computer. And y'all do what you want to do.
That becomes an issue of enforcement and accountability. But point well taken. Mr. Boyle.
Thank you. Jim Boyle, Council Policy Director. I'm the one who asked that this be put on the agenda. As you well know, back in September, and I still have the emails, I was directed by council in order to contact information systems in order to find out if we can become independent from their system. Number of emails went back and forth, and since then there has been, you know, people who agree, people have changed jobs and so on and so forth. So at this point, I'm asking right now where we want to go. The background right now is we did have an understanding, faces have changed, but the bottom line is if we go independent, okay, and Mr. McDonald's here and Andrew Smith is here for the acting general manager for administrative services and the IS manager, is that, and we went back and forth, is all the equipment that we have right now, which is the computers, the monitors, the printers, your cell phones, do not belong to us. They're rented. All this equipment belongs to IS. The internet, okay, in our offices, all belong to IS. Okay, if we go independent from that system, we have to duplicate all that equipment. We also have to duplicate all the software and obtain all the software licensing. Also, we will not have a web page because they have our web page. They have our web pages. They have our websites. We will not have access to our tier system, which is our finance system, and we will not have access to people's software, and that's how we get paid. But the bottom line is that, okay, what we've asked is for basically logistics and costs to go forward with this. The former general manager of administrative services, we had an understanding that she would do that. Obviously, things have changed. I've asked them to come, and maybe they can address it also. But again, I'm putting up a red flag, okay, because the point is that independence is nice, but all this equipment is very expensive. Now, there's a long-term expense to this also. The reason being is that IS will no longer be maintaining our equipment. So we would have to hire a long-term contractor or high aid person, okay, in order to do the IS.
What is the pleasure and the will of the body at this time on this here? Councilman Cordier.
I have a kind of technical question.
Okay.
I'm interested in ensuring that, you know, our proceedings and records and emails, so it's that they are secure. Is there a way to achieve, you know, security without necessarily, you know, going and getting a separate system? Isn't there a...
I'm going to ask for a lifeline from Mr. McDonald.
Mr. McDonald?
Mr. McDonald, information systems. I'm currently assisting the executive office.
Welcome.
Thank you. Pressing issue, and it comes down to a matter of trust and integrity. The truth of the matter is, no matter who has a system, no matter where you have it, there's going to be people who can try to compromise it or compromise it. I can tell you that your email systems are secure because they're secured by password. You can tell if anybody's been into your email because the password's been changed. We have a very thorough policy. And anybody that has an aide that's called and trying to get a password changed, if my staff doesn't hear from the council person, the password doesn't get changed. So that's the immediate red flag. If you come in one day, other than the system-generated 90-day message, you must change your password. I can only tell you from my perspective, 35 years, there's never been an issue that's come out of my shop that's been compromised. There's never been information that's been released improperly. And the FOIA request was handled not understanding, the person who did it didn't understand that the auditor worked for council. So that was an oversight. That wasn't someone in IS taking it upon themselves to do something incorrect. So as we circle back around, we can bring Dell computer systems in. We can have them meet with you. It's not an inexpensive proposition. But if that's the will of council, then we certainly bring them in. You can meet with them. You can give them direction as to what you would like to have, and they can tell you what the impact will be.
Thank you, Jim.
Can I say one more thing? One of the discussions we had in your work, Bill, and I can only take a good guess, and his guess is higher than my guess. Okay? And am I all right to say this?
Well, I don't think we should shout numbers out because we don't really know. I mean, once you sit down and you begin having discussions, you might want to parse it down or you might want to expand it.
Right.
I mean, there's a balance here somewhere along the line, and I think we should work to strike and find the balance. But I certainly would encourage whatever would make this body comfortable with the integrity of their data, then we should certainly move towards that.
Council.
I'm sorry, Jim.
I'm sorry. We'll put it very plain. We're way into the six digits.
Thank you.
Well, as long as the first five are zeros, we're good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Council, then, Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Carol Dolan, Council to Council. Two things I wanted to point out. One of them, and I'm sure Jim looked into this, we are cross-charged for the use of the equipment and for the servicing. I thought that was an important point to make, so that would be deducted from any cost. The other question that I guess I would be addressing to you and the other Jim is when we sign on in the morning, we have to we have to check off an agreement that this computer belongs to the county and all the information belongs to the county. I'm just throwing out an idea. Is there any way that could be revamped, that council information belongs to Newcastle County Council and the computer, I mean, just revamp to put the responsibility and the accountability where it belongs. Just change the statement. Something that's
simple. I would certainly entertain anything that would make you comfortable. If you have some language you would like to...
That's what George was saying.
I'm just throwing it out for council. Instead of checking off that the county is entitled to our records, I think it could be either branch is entitled to their own records.
Just as a point of clarification, we're a service group. We provide a service to everyone. I really don't care what anybody's email says. I really don't get involved in that. And I give you my word, I've never been asked to compromise anybody's email. If there isn't a subpoena, I'm not doing it. I mean, I've been around here a long time. Anybody who knows me knows that there is not a doubt that I will be the first one to stand up, raise my hand, say, this is wrong, I'm not doing it.
Councilmember Kirkpatrick.
I think some of this comes down to, obviously, trust and integrity, because it really wouldn't matter, in my mind, if we have a system, standalone system of our own. We know that there are hackers out there. We know that if somebody's good, it doesn't matter where they sit or whose system it is, that they could get into it if they wanted to.
Mr. Tack.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I mean, me personally, I think this comes down to, I had some in-depth conversations with Jim and McDonald, and I felt comfortable after those discussions with him that our system is secure to the degree that it can be. As Councilman Smiley had actually requested a list, and we see the names on it, you know, it is secure as it can be. Enter into that era of the own system was something I didn't feel like we needed to do, but, you know, the votes all hail it. I think the attorney has a great ideal, you know, perhaps with that sign on, that's a little bit, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, that's what somebody could, you know, come back and say, I don't care what you like or don't like, you did it, and there it is, and you move on. So maybe some kind of an altered amendment there on that. And then I think, too, a question was proposed to Grimaldi. A response was sent back. It sounded applicable to me. I read it in my office. Seems to be the olive branch is there. Let's move in, think in that direction. Let's see what comes up with it, what comes out of it. I mean, policy's policy. Basically, there's no, you know, repercussions for it. But I do think that the email that was compromised from the auditor, the person on that chain, when it was showed to me, knew he was our auditor, but that's, you know, regardless of the fact. Talking to Jim, I think that, you know, it is what it is. It doesn't happen often. It's not on a regular basis, and we are secure as we can be.
Thank you. Mr. Pepkai, and then Mr. Smith.
Bernard Pepper County County Attorney. Good afternoon, once again, Council. I just wanted to make a couple of quick points to just put some things into context. I think the Council is at a critical moment where it's attempting to make some policy-driven decisions. And I think that's a good thing to have policy-driven decisions with County Council. But I think that Council, whatever Council decide, of course, Council is independent to decide what it wishes to decide. But I just want to put it in a certain legal context. Government is divided into three branches. You have your judicial, your legislative, and your executive. You can say or you can argue whether or not, you know, to what extent that is applicable to Newcastle County government as a whole, but that's generally the model. Even though there are three separate branches and those branches are traditionally independent of one another, you work as one government. And at the end of the day, what you're referring to is an issue of trust. And whether or not you hold that trust, that's up to you and fully within your discretion. However, when you're talking about these separate systems, you may be approaching a certain issue concerning the separation of powers. You know, and I was just cautioning you to consider what you're talking about doing. The legislative branch is to make the laws. The executive branch is to enforce the laws. The judicial branch is to interpret the laws. I think what you're approaching is attempting to be as an attempt to execute some security measure or as an attempt to talk about your lack of trust. I do think that you are starting to approach executing the law. And I think you're starting, in my opinion, you may go down a dangerous road. You know, when you're talking about your independent website, when you look at, you know, your state government website, you click on a link, you go to the General Assembly, you click on a link, you go to the courts. But of course, that website is maintained. You may have your person in the judicial branch who is your point person for that part of the website. You may have your person in the legislative branch who is your point person. But generally, that is maintained by DTI, which is under the executive branch. Similarly, same thing is applicable to county government. So I understand, and I think the council's concerns are valid. However, and I think you need to put the council's concerns in the context of what the legislative branch is meant and designed to do. So I would just say, when you're discussing these matters, I would just ask council, instead of looking at so many trees, maybe step back and see how big the forest is.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
The forest don't bother me so much as the snipers behind the trees, but be that as it may, I'm going to make one reminder to everyone here, and then I'm going to try to get us off dead center. Number one, I don't think I'm the only one in here that signed a document that came to work for Newcastle County granting them authorization to review my emails and my phone messages. You think back. They have documents on file. So that's just here and there. What I'd like to do to try to get us off center, you'll get... Calm down. Take a deep breath, Jim. Take a deep breath, because I'd like to make a motion. If I can get a second, then we go into discussion and whatever. I'm just trying to get us off dead center. Yeah. I would like to make a motion that on behalf of council, that the council president send an email to Mr. Grimaldi that policy advisor Jim Boyle, Councilwoman Diller, and Councilman Weiner would be the tripartite group to work with them on the FOIA and on the access point, and that council would like to direct Jim and whoever to move forward with asking Dell to come in and give us a presentation.
You heard the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor, show of hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Sorry.
Approved.
That way we try to cover it all and keep it moving forward.
Done. You have anything else, Paul Bridges?
One other thing, maybe irrelevant. Okay, we already provide certain, for lack of terminology, certain security, certain firewalls or whatever through us. Okay, we share drives with the administration. Okay, to be very frank with you, probably know from using your own computers, you cannot send large files over to other departments through your email. We send them through the shared drives. Okay, what we've done, really we started doing this when the Clark administration came in, is that we share a G drive. That is our biggest drive that we put on our legislation, everything we put on there. Many people had access to this drive, okay, all over the county. So we went in and basically, and I went to IS and said, I want every name that has access to that G drive. Now at that point, the purpose of it was to basically delete the names off the people that went over to the administration. In the meantime, we found 30 new names. All those people have been deleted off that G drive. So we do this occasionally. In fact, I personally audit that, go back to IS every 4 months to find out who has access to our information on our shared drives. So we for lack of terminology, we've already put up some firewalls.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Ball. Very, very helpful. Item 6 on the agenda, council employees request for shift and work hours. My aide, Anthony, is requesting to work 8 to 4 versus 9 to 5.
Second.
Is there a motion?
Made.
So moved.
Moving second.
If you get a chance.
All in favor of this young man?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none. Motion has been duly carried. Other, we're announcing that the county exec issued a directive for all employees to be off on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So all employees will be off on Christmas Eve.
That's for his staff over there, right? Because I have stuff for Tara to do.
You do. You take that up with.
You heard that speech about the separation of
powers.
Yeah.
Somebody got to play Santa Claus.
For the record, the legal opinion is only the legislative branch.
Uh oh.
So Councilman Smiley is correct.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
Not voting.
Ayes have it.
Don't give him a Christmas.
Not voted, not heard. Thank you.
Scrooge over there.
Any public comment? Any public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
On the agenda.
Is that second?
Yeah. Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
New Year's Eve on the first Tuesday. So we would have been 18.